Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Boogs. Join with me, as always, my NBA insider, Father Tone.
Hello.
Welcome back, Father Tone. We're doing a little new thing here today. We're going to do a Luck Changers mini short episode for the NBA season. You could probably catch these more regularly when the NFL's over, because unlike the NFL, with the NBA and MLB, the games aren't as spread out week to week. They play 3 to 4 times per week. Not every player plays every game. Spreads change like crazy. So we're going to try to get you guys as up to date and informed as possible. So, Father Tone, I'm going to let you kick this off without any other hesitation. We are going to do the 3 NBA games tonight. What's the date? January 26th.
January 26th. So the first game, we have the Clippers at the Hawks. The Hawks are actually -5 in this game, over under 221.5. So this game's interesting. You want to give us your analysis on that one, Nate?
Yeah, it's you know, when you see the those fishy lines, you gotta go fishing. Go ahead and get that pull. I am going to go ahead with without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, Patrick Beverley is also out. I like the Hawks, even though Trae Young isn't playing. I think they have a good core group of guys. They're 500 right now. The Clippers are playing out of their mind. I think they're due for a loss. So I am going to jump on the line of the Atlanta Hawks, giving up that 5 points. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I agree. This is a really fishy line. And, you know, sometimes you got to go fishing. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Hawks -5 as well. Trae Young, Clint Capella are both out. But so is Paul George and Kawhi, like you said. So I think there is some value there. The books know something to make that line at -5. The Clippers +5 is just kind of begging the public to take that. So I'm going to take the Hawks -5 on that one. And I guess that's a luck it in.
Oh, yeah. The first ever mini short luck it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Luck it in. Love to hear that.
You should be jumping all over that Hawks spread while you got it. Next game, we got the Houston Rockets playing against the Washington Wizards. The Wizards coming in at 3-9, and the Rockets are at 6-9. Giggity. The Rockets are 3.5-point favorites with an over-under of 232. Tone, what were you thinking?
I think this game is going to be interesting because we're going to have a little revenge factors here. We have John Wall on one side. We have Russell Westbrook on the other side. They played for the opposite teams there. So I think there will be a little incentive, a little extra spice added in this game. I don't know what to take, though, as far as the side goes. I want to lean towards the Rockets -3. That's what I had originally. But the more I think about it, the Wizards, you know, I think they're due for a breakout performance, but they're having a lot of COVID problems. So it's tough. They're kind of down men. So I would lean towards the Rockets -3.5. I don't know if we've gotten a good sample size out of the Wizards. They've only played 12 games, which is the least in the league by far. The Nets have played 19 games. So we've gotten to see a lot more out of the Nets versus a team like the Wizards. So it's really hard to say, but I would lean towards the Rockets -3.5.
Yeah. Oh, man. I might have to go against you on this one, Father Tone.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Rockets are at home, but – Russell Westbrook has a chip on his shoulder. I think that he goes in there in Houston, and I think the Wizards, I would like them at the money line. I don't know if we have that anywhere. I think they have a good chance of winning the game. That 3.5 points isn't really all that favorable for me, but I think the Wizards go in and get the win. I'm not sure the money line, but I can get that for you.
The Wizards are +146 on the money.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Father Tone. I was going to actually take way longer because I have 11 different tabs popped up. So, yeah, I'm going to just go balls out. +146, I think the Wizards get the win tonight.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you at all. I think, like I said, there's so much incentive there. And I think it should be a pretty good matchup between those two teams that are just middle of the road these days, but it should be a good one tonight.
Agreed. So what's our next game here? What are we looking at?
So the final game we have is the New York Knicks going to play the Utah Jazz. The Jazz are -11. The over-under in this game is 212.
Yeah, So the Knicks have been playing better this year. I like Julius Randle. He's been a stud. RJ Barrett has stepped up a lot this year. I just think the Jazz are absolute freight trains right now in the West. I love Donovan Mitchell. I think he's could be top five point guard in the league right now. He's so underrated. I love the Jazz giving, but 11 points against a Knicks team who really isn't like the Knicks teams of the past. So I like the under. I'm not going to pull the trigger on the under. I'm just going to heavy lean the Jazz giving that 11 points. This one's a tough one for me. What were you thinking?
Yeah, it is. It's a challenging matchup here. These are, ironically, the top two defensive teams, or, you know, some of the top two defensive teams in the league. The Knicks are allowing the least amount of points right now. So you wouldn't have guessed that. Like I said, they've had some players like Julius Randle and RJ Barrett really step it up. They have a nice young nucleus, and I think they're headed in the right direction. The Jazz have won eight in a row. So it's so hard for me when a team continues to win. Eventually, they're going to get that loss. 11's a lot of points. But on the flip side, this is the fourth straight road game for the Knicks. I don't know how this game's going to play out. I have to go with the under 212 just because these two teams are so defensive, and I know they can struggle to score at times. I don't know if it'll hit, but I'm going to go with the under 212.
I like that pick. I'm this close to jumping on that bandwagon with you. You know what? Yeah, let's lock that in. I'm not going to go any leans on any of these games. I'm going to put that under 212 in and lock that in.
Okay, I like that. I mean,
a couple lucky ins.
Yeah, a couple lucky ins. We'll see. We just wanted to do a little mini segment, give you guys a little bit of NBA juice, a little action, see what you can do with it, and hopefully we can win a dollar or two.
Yeah, of course. And as always, thank you guys for listening. Give us the feedback on if you like these little short episodes we'll be coming out with. And if you like them, we're happy to do it. So Fowler Tone, you ended up having the under 212 in that Jazz game. You were leaning towards the Rockets, -3.5, as well as, what was that last one? Oh, you had the Hawks giving five.
Giving five, yep.
That's Hawks the fishy.
Five and under 12, Rockets. I might as well take the Rockets -3.5 just to go head to head with you. But I do like the Wizards potentially in that game as well. So,
okay, cool. Yeah. So we had the two lucky ins, which were the Hawks -5 and the under 212 in the Jazz game. Tone goes with -3.5 with the home team Rockets. And I am going to stick with the money line +146. All right. And I think that should just about conclude it. Any last words, Fowler Tone?
No, I think that will do it. And good luck out there.
Perfect. All right. Peace. We're out of here.
Peace.